your coats.
Would you ever say where are you all's coats?
Well, I don't know whether I did or not.
Okay, but it doesn't sound that...
No.
Okay. What about, say, if there was a group of children playing, and, say, obviously they belong to more than one family. Would you ever say, you'd ask about them, would you ever say, who all's children are they?
Whose children are you?
Okay. Who all's doesn't sound right to you. Okay. What about, say, if there had been a party and you hadn't been able to go, and you wanted to know the people who had gone? Would you ask who?
Were there. Who?
Okay.
How many were there? Or who all, I guess I've used that, who all were there.
Okay. And suppose someone had made a speech and you hadn't been there to hear the speech and you wanted to know the content later on, you might ask someone, well, what, would you say, what all did he say or what did he
what
say?
What did he say? Just what did he say?
Okay. Okay, you say, if nobody else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for...
themselves.
Okay. And you say, if no one else will do it for him, you say he better do it...
himself.
Okay. And what's made out of flour and baked in loaves?
Ingredients that you... I don't know.
Yeah, what... Okay, tell me some about different kinds of bread and things you'd make out of flour.
Well, we make rolls... buns and biscuit. I make homemade biscuit every morning.
What about kinds of bread?
Well, corn sticks and muffins. Of course, that was up from the
same cornmeal.
Yes.
What about out of wheat?
Well, we would have waffles and stuff like that.
Yeah. What
biscuit,
about
biscuit rolls?
Uh-huh. What about, have you ever heard a kind of bread baked in loaves?
Well, you know, used to call it light bread.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that when you put yeast in it to make it rise?
Rise,
Is that light bread?
Yes.
Okay.
Mama made homemade light. I don't know that I've ever made light bread. We have it in the bakery, you know, and everything. We like biscuit and corn sticks, you know, and things like that, homemade biscuit. I never bought a canned biscuit in my life. Never did.
What else is made out of cornmeal?
Let's see. Now, this will sound funny, but I had a brother, Mush, we called it.
Oh, really?
And why he thought that is the most fashionable dish, because Mama had made it years back, and he'd come to our house, and he'd say, let's have mush tonight, and then what was left over, you let it cool, and you cut it out in little squares, and fry it. That was the best stuff you'd have ever eaten.
What would you call it when you'd fry it?
We just
fried mush? Or mush?
But now that was an old-fashioned mush. We'd have mush and sweet milk for supper. And that was so good back when we were kids. And Bill, after he went away from home, well, they just thought that was the most fashionable dish because back in childhood days we had had that,
What about something else that you might make out of cornmeal?
Hoe cake.
Hoe cake?
Yeah.
How do you make that?
Well, now that's just put in a hoe cake. I have the old, just a plain old black. I like those old metal things better than I do all this cooked stuff, water cookless things and all. I have them, but I don't have any skillets. Start with a 3, 5, 6, 8, and even a 9, and then that old double oven thing. I just love food cook, and I hear so many other people say they like it better.
Yeah.
I have this other kind, but I still like those old dinner pots.
So you cook hoe cake in one of these kinds of pots?
Excuse me. I have a hoe cake skillet, we call it. It's not a skillet, but it's just about that much, but you put that hoe cake in that.
Just about 2 inches high?
Well, I don't believe it's 2 inches, not over an inch. And your bread, it won't rise too much.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.